literally knew nobody there going out in that town, not one person. But she wasn't long there when she found her tribe and, you know, met up with French people playing Irish music in the most zany way, really. She just went to stay in an Airbnb, and it turned out that they were one of the few people in that town who held a session once a month playing Irish music. It was just mad.
So it was around, that was September 2017, September, October, November, kind of around this very time then, three years ago.
Exactly the time, yeah.
And you would have become aware that something was wrong around the 8th or 9th of November, would that be right?
Yeah, on the evening of the 8th, which was a Wednesday, she would have had a half day. In France, they have half day on Wednesday, and that would be the day that she would, you know, try and get to the internet cafe, because I believe the internet was poor in her where she was staying, and she was always having trouble with the phone. Which, you know, the saga of the phone went on and on. It's funny about that. And I had given her a new phone when she went back. She came home for her graduation in on the 24th of October, and this was 2 weeks later exactly. And, yeah, so, I mean, she sent me a lovely photograph that evening and, you know, kind of was just saying, where are you and what's this? And there was no reply. And then I didn't get too panicked about it because, you know, I just kind of thought, yeah. So the following, I did send her a good few messages and there was nothing coming back. And I said, ah, oh, she's dropped the phone or something's happened. So then on the following evening, I kind of started, I hadn't yet told my husband the thing, or I didn't kind of want to, you know, flan my husband drives a school bus, and I didn't kind of want him, you know, anxious or worried about anything. So, you know, I was kind of quietly trying to find out what could, and I didn't really have any contact with anybody in France at that point. And so, you know, into the night I was still sending messages, and I eventually managed to make contact with, well, I didn't realize I had, but I had managed to track down the Airbnb people who had the music, Philippe and Nelly, Lelou, in Annonay, and told him, you know, would he just go to the apartment and could he check with her violin gone? Because she literally wouldn't go into the town. She'd bring the violin with her. You'd never know what had happened, you know. Something could happen. There could be a music session somewhere.
Okay.
And her runners. And so he obviously went, you know, went down to the, and her runners were gone. Her violin was there. And he then went to the police and they went to the school. And yet I didn't know any of this. We were still unaware of it, like. So Saturday morning, that was, by Friday evening, we were aware that there was something wrong and that she was missing. This was now the 10th. And we were on our, and we had to report her missing here, of course, in Ireland. And we went, and we were on, literally getting on the plane in Dublin when they announced that, you know, that somebody had been found.